just to say something very simple. Some people call this the Lord's Supper. All right? Some people call it the communion. And you know that the Lord is the head of the table. You know, when we sit down in some households, there is a place that usually the head sits. Say in an English household, an older fashioned English household, an American household, would carve the meat. He would have the responsibility for having carved the meat. Then he would take each plate, not his wife, but each plate, and he'd put the meat on the plate for each of the guests. And so each guest would receive from his hand the meat. And then they could serve themselves to vegetables from the dishes that are on the table. He would lead the worship. He would, and in the Jewish households, that's how it was. The father of the household, the head of the household, had the responsibility. And we are first to understand that what we do this morning is the Lord's Supper. Okay? The Lord's Supper. And he's the head of the table. And you know that those who have the right to the table are those who are in the family. They're the ones that are in the family, have the right to the table. And you and I need to know in our hearts as we participate that he has called us to the table and we have the right to sit there and to take his meat. The meat that he gives us is his flesh. And the meat that he gives us is his blood. All right, that which he poured out. Of course, of that, these things are the symbol. And you know, at these tables, the table of the Lord, no one drinks simply as an individual. No one eats simply as an individual. That's why, even though we have got some bread here, and each will take a piece, you know, it's wonderful to, having taken a piece, to hold it prayerfully, and then when everyone has got a piece, then you eat together, because it's the family that is only in existence because of the head of the family. No family comes into being without a head, isn't that right? It just wouldn't be a family if it wasn't for Jesus, who is the head of the house. And so it's, and you know, in those days, no one started eating until everybody had been served. And then everyone ate together. So it's good to wait till everyone has their little piece of bread and then to eat together. And knowing that Jesus has given us this symbol of the reality that he is always giving us himself to eat. That's a wonderful thing. We only do this maybe once a week, once a month, depending on the tradition of your church. It's a symbol, but Jesus is always at the head of his table and he's always giving us of himself to eat. Hallelujah. And everyone has the same bread. You know that? Everyone. So, we're not going to eat different bread. It's all just in the symbol, this, but okay? Hallelujah. And this is just a symbol, but everyone's going to eat the same bread, because all of us owe our life to the same bread, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. Yes? And we're all going to drink of, actually in this case, not the same cup. We've all got individual cups. But again, we should wait until everyone's got their cup. And then we drink together as a symbol that we owe our cleanness, our purity, our forgiveness to the same Lord who's head of the table. Yes? And we drink the same life of Jesus shed through his blood for our purity. So no one has a different life source. No one has a different bread in this family. No one. This is the family feast of which Jesus is the head. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it says that at that first supper, Jesus gave thanks. And then he broke the bread. So, amen. You know, if you are in Jesus' family, and you know it, you have perfect right to partake of this symbol. Yes? If Jesus is your bread, if Jesus is your drink, then you have absolute right to share in the symbol. Yes? Hallelujah. And the Lord says to you, do you remember a lady who came who was a sinner? She came into the house at one of the dinners where Jesus was reclining. She came into the house and she broke a vessel of ointment over Jesus, over his feet, and wiped them. She washed him with her tears. She was a sinner, and she found forgiveness. Amen? And if you come in as someone, and I sense in my heart, I sensed it earlier in the meeting, that there's someone here who has been in sin. I mean, and you know it, it's all right, don't scour around in your hearts. Don't scour around and say, is it me, is it me? You will know if it's you. You've gone away, you've been in a secret sin, and you've been practicing it. And this morning you can come, and you can partake. Turn from the sin like that woman did. Come to Jesus and kiss him again. And receive his forgiveness and go and sin no more. This person's been in a relationship that's been wrong. And it's been secret, and it's been wicked, and it's been destructive. And it has robbed you of your peace. And it's made you unclean. And you can come. You've got to come like the woman came, with a broken heart. Hallelujah. And you've got to come to Jesus and, Jesus, I take this bread, receiving your forgiveness and your power. Amen. You've got to come. And if you don't come in that attitude of heart, turning from your sin, and you take this morning, you eat and drink destruction to yourself, serious trouble for anyone who knowingly participates in this symbol. Now the one that I'm talking to will know, so don't anyone else go scouring around in your heart to see, well, is it me, is it me? you will know, and you've got to come to the Lord. Hallelujah, like she did. Praise God. So this is in vital importance. Hallelujah. Come and be clean. Anyone who's been in sin, this person in particular, come and get right with all your being. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, we want to give you thanks, Lord, for your table, that you're the head of your table, that you're in the midst, and that it's you that gives us your flesh to eat for our life, and it's you that gives and poured out your blood for us, that through what you poured out we should be clean. And we thank you for these symbols. We are children and we need symbols. And the symbols remind us of the realities. They're like pictures, Lord, that remind and refresh our memories. And so we take these things with thankful hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you that you were broken for us, like we're going to break this bread and share it. We thank you that you were broken for us, small enough for us to eat, but having within yourself broken for us all that we need for soul strength. And we thank you, Lord, that you were poured out for us to make available all the riches of your life through your blood, Lord, so that we could be clean and delivered from sin and not under the snare of Satan anymore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know that Jesus took the bread and he broke it. So we'll do that. And we'll just pass it round. Till everyone has received. He took the bread and he broke it. Amen. So that we can participate in him. He was broken for us, that we can be together. Just take a piece and hold it in your heart and talk to the Lord. And if you're that person who's been in some improper relationship, then come to the Lord in your heart in a repentant attitude, deep, deep, deep. Hallelujah. Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. First of all, we do this. We take the bread from his hands as individuals. But when we eat together as a community who owe our life to him. Wonderful community. Hallelujah. You do it as individuals. Wives, do it as individuals. Husbands, do it as individuals. Children, do it as individuals if you know the Lord Jesus and you're sitting at his table. And then you do it as families, those members of the family. Then you do it together as a community of God's people. The community of God's people is a more serious and full relationship than the relationship of marriage and family. Hallelujah. That relationship as the family of God is eternal. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you glad that the Lord has been broken for you? Are you glad? Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has everyone who wants taken bread? Yes? Everyone got bread that they want? No one without? All right, let's eat together with thankful hearts. Jesus, we thank you that you give us your life. Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Praise your name, Lord. Precious. Precious. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're our bread. Thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Yes, thank you. Thank him in your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Now we'll each take one of these and hold it, and we'll drink together. Thank you. Perhaps Rod should help with this one. Thank you. Amen. We'll each take one. Hallelujah. And we'll hold them and we'll drink together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really pray that that one who has needed to be right with the Lord this morning and break with what they've been in, that you are doing that right now. Hallelujah. And sitting down at Jesus' table. Hallelujah. Coming back in with tears in your heart. Hallelujah. We thank you for this cup, Lord. You thank him. You thank him in your heart. You thank him with your lips. You talk out to him. Good for your ears to hear your mouth saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You talk to him. Talk to the Lord Jesus. He's the head of the table and he gives you the cup. Hallelujah. They didn't pass it round. He gave them the cup. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Roger. You take one, brother. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, we love you. Father. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you for your blood shed, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We owe you our life, Lord, and our continual cleansing. We thank you that your blood, Lord, it doesn't flow now, but its effects stand in heaven, and its effects stand on earth. Hallelujah. And Lord, it's in the Spirit, Lord, and it's there, and it will never move in eternity, that the effects, the wonderful power of your outpoured life has dealt with everything, and it abides. Hallelujah. We confess we owe you our life, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Now, if possible, we'll all drink together, but just wait, just hold the hand of the person next to you, and we'll drink together in that symbol that we owe Jesus our life. If you can manage to do that, amen, just as a symbol, that's all. Hallelujah. Jesus, we owe you our life. Everyone managing to be together, it's just a symbol. Just to hold the hand of the one next to you. That's right, or put your arm around them. Because we're all on the same ground, you see. So let's drink health, amen, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Amen, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know that you ever seen that in movies where they say health? Something like that. Well, isn't it amazing? This is where our health comes from the reality of this symbol. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.